Hi, I'm Brian Sullivan. I'm a security program manager here at Microsoft. And with me today is Vinny Liu, who is the assistant to the regional director. No, he's the managing director of Stack and Liu. So welcome, Vinny.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
So tell us what you're going to talk about at Blue Hat.
Well, my talk at Blue Hat tomorrow, the anchor presentation, the last one, and thank you very much for that, is going to be about real-world code review. So what do you do if you're in the real world and you're trying to put together an assessment of an application? You know, what are the best tools to use, what are the best places to use them, and when do you need to bring in outside expertise, like a human, you know, a human in the loop to perform that type of detailed design or more advanced analysis. So,
isn't the human always the best?
Well, there are certain cases where a human simply becomes ineffective. Okay. You know, over time, you know, and in certain cases. Now, that's a common refrain by a lot of consultants or experts in the industry is that, you know, you're supposed to, the expert is going to find four times as many vulnerabilities as the scanner is, and I'm so much better. But in reality, you know, when you're doing an enterprise application assessment of 400 websites, the human is going to die after the fourth day of no sleep. So, I mean, it just becomes unreasonable for them to do that. So there's a time and a place for tools.
So are different types of tools better in some situations than others, or?
Yeah, absolutely. The two that I'll be talking about broadly are black box application scanning tools and static source code analysis tools.
Okay, and like just like a really quick definition of each of those.
Sure. Yeah, so the black box application scanning tools is things like WebInspect or AppScan, those types of products that go out against a live production system that's been deployed, performs a spider or a crawl of the application, and then permutes the input to attempt to identify known and unknown vulnerabilities using, you know, intelligent attack patterns.
Okay.
Now, the source code analysis piece that we'll talk about is where a tool will go in and look at the actual source code or a compiled version or a data representation of that source code and attempt to do data flow analysis. So look for issues and all the potential data flow paths within the application for things like SQL injection, cross-site scripting, and things like that.
So like when is a black box better than a source code, and when is a source code better than a black box, et cetera?
So it's the talk is not so much about which technique is preferred, because ultimately it boils down to...
Well, they both have their pros and cons, right?
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. But rather, what's more effective at finding certain types of vulnerabilities? So if you have, for example, like a directory indexing vulnerability, you're never going to find it with a static source code analysis tool. It's simply not going to happen because it's a configuration error in the web server. But a black box analysis tool will identify it. Now, when you compare that against the human, of course, a human is going to be able to identify that particular vulnerability. But for them to actually go through every single path and perform path truncation or predictable resource location type attacks, it would take them 50 times as long. So in that case, a black box application scanning tool is the most efficient and effective means of identifying it.
Okay. So like, what are some things that only humans do a good job at?
Usually, and sort of the catch-all category that most people bring up are design-related issues. So okay. Let's say you have a weak security question type application. So you ask questions, for example, like, you know, what is the make of your first car? Well, in the U.S. at least, you have a very, very limited set of potential answers. That's a design issue. Now, a static source code analysis tool doesn't know that's just a bad question by design. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't, and a black box application scanner tool also wouldn't identify that. So that's a situation that's commonly used, you know, where a design issue is brought up. The other part that is often an issue that humans are best at is identifying control flow issues or business logic type flaws, where data, it's not specifically data flow related like SQL injection, but really more around the state of the application and what you can manipulate in order to set the application up for exploitation.
Interesting. What about like concurrency type attacks? Actually, we just got done talking with some people from ISEC Partners. They've got a presentation on concurrency attacks. Like, how does that fit into the black box versus?
Well, it's really interesting because you can detect concurrency attacks with any one of the tools. You know, they will provide you entry points, the black box application scanning as well as static analysis. But to actually perform the exploitation, 9 times out of 10, it requires a human to be there to analyze it, to figure out what type of state the application has to be in order for the attack to go through successfully. So, you know, one very interesting example that we'll look at in our example is one application that we assessed where we were able to actually steal airplanes in mid-flight.
And wait, what?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It's an airplane, and a flight management system. You know, it's the kind of thing that if Bill Gates is flying in, he's landing into Seattle, and he wants a cheeseburger when he lands, this is a system that's being used to order that. And what happens is, you know, by providing real-time data When we assessed this application, we found that we could actually hijack it, take over the plane, take over the management of the plane from a sort of in the application perspective. And so we started stealing airplanes from other companies.
Wow. Yeah. All right, okay, Bill, if you're watching.
Concurrency attacks.
We promise not to steal your plane. But
yeah.
Well, awesome. Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like humans are very much still relevant, but
absolutely. And for the foreseeable future, they always will be. You know, it's I'm still going to have a job. So
that's great. Well, what else? I mean, is there anything we can leave the audience with? I mean, we know people are still important, but we know, you know, they're not the only part of the equation.
Yeah, I mean, the real takeaway from this is that there's a time and a place for everything. There's a right time for the right tool, and there's a right place for it. And, you know, for anybody to go out there and say that, you know, this tool is the best tool that's out there, it's better than all the other tools, well, it's a misleading statement. And for somebody to come in and say, hey, I'm an expert, I'm going to beat all these tools, that's also a misleading statement, because it really depends on what you're trying to get done. And based on that, you choose the right tool for the right type of job.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.